All right, so it's been a long day, so I'm going to kind of flip through this. If you just go to the next slide, if you remember, we mentioned this briefly, and I know all y'all did your homework and looked at this. We are not voting on anything today. These are the high-level concepts that me and Pam and the attorney who assists us, Riley, worked through that we want to address, and we can go through them one by one. But the goal today was just to make sure if there's any fatal flaws that we don't waste time having the attorney redline and give you something specific to vote on next month. So if y'all see something, so you can see at the first item, I'm not going to go through the individual slides unless we need to. The first item is just talking about splitting, right? So it's shown in our bylaws that we split the municipal seat. We want to remove sort of the timeline of when to fill vacancies and give us a little bit more room. This comes into sort of when the electrical vacancy happens and it stays vacant and sort of problematic. Also similar to that is when we have to review those nominations and going through the executive committee. It was kind of jamming us up a lot of schedule. A big one that was suggested and what we've seen is more consistent with what other groups like us are doing is change the officer terms from 1 year to 2 years. It just seems like we're voting all the time, and especially in the case of chair, and we're likely going to have a new chair next year, gives people time to get settled in. Aligning our elections and our term renewals. Right now, we have elections in January, and then our renewals are in June. So, like it came up this year, didn't we just vote for this? Well, no, you voted for those people to be in an office, and then in June, you voted whether to keep them in general as a member. So, we're proposing to align that those things happen more appropriately. One of the other ones, and this may be one that flags for some people, is we have a secretary role as defined, but all the secretary duties are essentially done by our BRA staffer, in this case, Pam. And so my suggestion was, this is similar to what we did at my organization. We defined that those secretary roles and assigned them formally to the clerk, who is a staff role. And then the idea would be instead we would just have two vice chairs. And with that, I saw Matt raise his hand. Do you want to talk about that one specifically, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have some concerns with this one just from the standpoint of consistency with other planning groups in terms of having chair, vice chair, secretary. BRA has always agreed to serve as secretary because we also serve as administrative agent. And it's our staff that performs those administrative tasks through Pam and Riley. I'm just going to be curious as to any other groups that have assigned tasks normally laid out in the bylaws to staff. To me, it provides a level of protection for that staff having those roles laid out for the secretary, even though we know the staff does them. I understand that, but I would rather bear the responsibility myself as the secretary if something were to go wrong with posting minutes, anything legally. I don't necessarily want them to bear that responsibility. I would rather be the one that does that as the appointed group member. So that's my concern with that, and along with just general consistency of having the traditional chair, vice chair, secretary versus a chair and two assistant or a second vice chair. Curious as to how many other groups have done that. And I guess broadly, what problem are we trying to fix with that versus have we been able to accomplish what we need to accomplish in our current setup?
I think fair. I can tell you most people, no, they haven't altered their bylaws, and I can tell you most people aren't complying with their bylaws. That's what we, whether it's this topic or other topics. But I guess so. Essentially, are you saying that we need to reserve the secretary role then for the BRA permanently?
No, I mean, I know that Brazos G has done that, I believe. I guess Pam could speak to that. And I'm not saying that we absolutely have to do that. My concern more is the delegation of tasks in the bylaws to staff and them bearing responsibility if something were to go awry as it relates to those tasks as the appointed group member, and in this case, currently as the secretary, unless that changes. I would rather be the one bearing that responsibility, even though I understand that they're the ones that do the work. If something were to be called into question, I'd rather it be called into question to me and not to Pam and or Riley, because they're the ones doing the work, but an appointed group member should, in my opinion, bear that responsibility.
Sujith?
I kind of like the idea because, even though assigning the task to the clerk and admin agent, that's basically after what the board, we decide and discuss, and let them know right there. So obviously they're going to carry on the ideas or the directives of the board right there. But I think, you know, I hear what Matt is saying, but anyhow, they do all the stuff, but we are the responsible agents and we're going to tell them, hey, do this. That's what it is. And as nothing, if you need to sign underneath them or whatever it is, I don't have a problem. But I think it kind of cleans up the option of trying to make it move forward because, you know, I don't see any issue on this one. That's my perspective.
And again, you know, we don't have to go one way or the other. It's part of the acknowledging sort of what's happening there. And I hear what Matt's saying, that whether it's, you know, him or another sort of group member that's serving in the secretary role. I do think it should be clear, though, of what's happening in the bylaws. To assign it to the secretary elected role and that person does none of it seems disingenuous. And so maybe what we could do is just clean up the language a little bit to make it clear that maybe a clerk role is performing quite a bit of it. But ultimately, it's the elected group secretary that's responsible. And so we blend it. So is anybody objected to if we try like blending that? And we'll bring you some language that maybe can address maybe mine and Matt's. Virginia.
Can I propose a committee to do the discussions?
For the bylaws?
For the secretary, since there seems to be opposing views on it.
Are you wanting to run that committee? We had this conversation earlier. Is there others that would like to see that pulled off to a committee, or would you like to see at least see some language next month?
I'd be happy to nominate Brandon for that committee. I would be
fine if a smaller group of us got together to discuss that specific change, only because of all the changes, to me, that's the biggest one. It's a change to our officer structure. I've also, you know, I'm also curious if we make that change, do we need to hold another election? And I know we're probably going to hold elections in January anyways. I think that's right. And we're going to meet in December. So there's just some nuances that I think maybe a smaller group could get into just on that one. I think the other ones to me are relatively straightforward. Their timing, their changes in titles based on the municipal stuff, all that to me is fine. It's this one is a little bit different just because I think it does make us look different than other groups as well.
I think for now we'll just propose to withdraw it for the December discussion so that we can keep the other ones moving. And then if we want to keep this going after the new year, then we can see if Brandon still agrees to be a committee chair. Okay. So the next two on there is, like we were talking about, sort of timeliness of when things have to be done and brought forward of the meeting minutes. And then I think the last one is the way it was actually addressed, sort of our FMXs and our approval process. We do not want to go through 500 individual items and approve the process. So this is something I think Riley was helping us with, clearing up that language to make sure everybody understands. When we approve the whole list, we're not going to read each FMX one at a time and vote on each one individually. So with that, what I heard was we were going to pull the secretary clerk one, set it aside, and maybe take that back up the next year. And in the meantime, we're going to try to get Riley to write up some, you'll see red lines. It'll go in your packet, and then you'll actually vote on what those changes will look like. And again, you guys could vote them all down in December if you feel. But we definitely, like Matt brought up, we didn't want to waste time drafting up something if we had some people had some concerns. So I think that's where we're going to go. You're clear on that, Pam?
Yes.
Awesome.